Well, I must get on with my preparation for the Itmar Cup. I know, I'll make one.
I'd do anything for a moustache.
Can I do your nose, Phil?
Hello, Mrs. Mop. I thought you'd gone paddling with So-So. Is it true that you're going to declare a separate peace, Mrs. M?
A separate piece of what, sir?
S-P-P-P.
What's this, sir?
A separate piece of peas pudding. Have you ever ridden to hounds, Mrs. Mop?
No, sir. But I've known a few in me time.
I'll bet you have. I remember the time when that fellow...
Quite.
Sorry. Well, you rode very well in the circus last week.
Did I, sir? Do you think I've got a good seat?
You certainly have. I couldn't see the horse. You bet at all?
Oh, I often put a bit on a horse, sir.
Well, don't tell me you put your shirt on.
No, sir. I put on me shimmy.
This is developing into a comic strip. Well, Mrs. Mott, I may want you to ride in the Itmar Cup, if the horse doesn't see you first.
Will I have to wear me cycling shorts, sir?
Yes, and I'll find you a horse with drop-handle ears.
Oh, thank you, sir. Ta-ta for now.
TTFN.
What's that, sir?
Ta-ta for now. She's got a memory like I had it in the tool shed this morning. Well, never mind. I must get some more horses. Sam, go down to the stables and get me a quorum of qualified quadrupeds.
A quorum of qualified quadrupeds? Certainly, sir.
What did you say, Sam?
A quorum of qualified quadrupeds? Certainly, sir.
Have you been out with our lady announcer? I must keep my eye on you. Well, whatever next, sir.
Guten Morgen, mein friend.
Racing horses, mine's last.
There is some Kaufmann who has a colt.
Oh, I didn't know she was married.
Nein. A colt in the head.
Oh, I see. You sure it isn't poison?
Yeah, strong poison.
Oh, that's all right. I thought it was Harry Storer.
Harry Storer? Ah, that was a good name for mine sure.
Yes, I can give him a better name.
And what is that?
I think he's the biggest... And you can tell him that from me. That's got rid of him.
I got the horse, boss.
Yeah.
I told him at the stables that your horse was going to win.
That's right. Let the cat out of the bag.
Yes, boss.
If they make my horse favorite, I won't win a penny. What's all this, Sam?
I let the cat out of the bag, boss, and he scratched me.
After you, Claude. I'm not waiting any longer. Well, send in So-So, will you? I wanted to look after the refreshments.
Ah, Mr. Armstrong. I'm investigated.
Are you? Well, what do they find? A lump on your Lampedusa?
No. I mean, I'm all excited over your razzing horses.
My razzing horses?
Yes, your horses, your nogs.
What? Do you mean Nervo nogs?
No, your giggies.
Giggies? You're going gaga. I suppose you mean my racehorses. Well, do you know anything about them, So-So?
Oh, yes. I have been a strainer of horses.
You couldn't strain a muscle.
At one time, I was a bookmarker.
Oh. And I suppose you got the sack for losing your place. Well, look, what do you do on the race course?
I take butts.
I see. Target for a goat. Now, off you go. Go on.
Hold it. Smile, please. There you
are. All right, now ready, So-So, and look after the refreshments. Get some jellied horses' heels and weigh in the jockey.
Ah, Mr. Antipank, I am your devoted serpent.
Well, Joby's right, he's just wriggled under the door. I must have let the Colonel see him.
I say, Mr. Handley.
Yes?
At running race meeting.
Aye, what can you do?
I'm a starter. I start races.
But aren't you the fellow that at the Flaming Dickie last week?
Aye, that's right. Went down well, too.
This fellow's hot stuff. Can you balance a whistling kettle on your head?
Aye.
Right, well, try this one. Lummy, it's boiling. Sam, get the cups and saucers. You'll stay to tea, sir, won't you?
You got a cup for me, Tommy?
Yes, but it's the second wetting, Paul. Would you mind?
Is it nice and hot?
Well, sup it and see.
Like me to sing for you?
Yes, and I'll get the whistling kettle to do a hobbligato. Now, what's your syncopation spot today?
An old favourite, Tommy. Side by side.
Oh, a dead heat. Well, fly away, Paula.
You're sure it always has, and sure it always will. That's how I feel about someone, how somebody feels about me. We're sure we love each other. That's the way we'll always be. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along singing a song side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road sharing our load side by side. Through all kinds of weather, while if the sky should fall, just as long as we're together, life doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just traveling along singing in the song, 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 song.
You've been listening to Paula Green, the sweetheart of the Sea Scouts and 14 Commando. She'll never be in need of somebody beside her.
Did I hear you say cider, sir? I don't mind if I do.
Certainly, Colonel. We haven't had one together for a long time.
No, sir. Recently, you haven't been very encouraging.
Cup of gin? I'd love one.
Come on, so would I, definitely. I'd also be good. We'll have a flutter.
One for the gutter.
I say, I hope you'll let me help you at your race meeting, Henley.
Oh, yes, Colonel. I'd like to adopt your old school nose for my racing colors. And I want you to be the judge.
Oh, by God, sir, I'm a very sound judge, especially of horse flesh.
Well, I never eat it, I never eat it.
No, I mean, sir, I can always tell a good equine.
Oh, any wine does me. Let's crack a bottle. Come
on. Oh, definitely. I say, mind the call.
Yes.
Well, happy event.
Hello, twins. He's a nutty's ass, Colonel.
Boss,
yes?
Boss, all the racing correspondents have congregated in the corridor, causing a chronic congestion and crowding the carpet copiously. It's a bottleneck.
Oh, the racing correspondents. Well, I must give them an interview. I know most of them. There's Keyhole, Major Bassett, Cufflinks, and Robin Goodfellow. I wouldn't be broke today if I'd followed their tips. I'd have been in jail. I'll see them right away, Sam. Quiet, please, quiet. Gentlemen of the press.
Cut it out.
All right, ladies of the press.
Put a sock in it!
What a common woman. Lovely crowd. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, I give you welcome.
We'll give you the bird.
You clucky people. Now, first of all, I want to show you around the Itmar stables.
Do you?
Yes, I think you'll be interested.
Shall we?
Now, this is the stable of the favorite.
Is it?
He must represent Chatterbox. And this is where we keep the other horse.
Do you?
Yes, they're all very comfortable.
Are they?
Well, ask them and see.
Shall I?
Yes.
Are you?
Now, which was the real horse, J, K, or Nay?
L.
Is this journalist really necessary? I'll let the matter drop.
Hold it. Smile, please. There you are.
Who is that guy? Are there any more questions?
Yes, I've got a teaser.
What's her name? I mean, what is it? What is it?
Two racehorses make good corned beef.
I can't say, but the tin can.
Nobody I ever saw such awful people.
Not a bit like Ascot, is it, darling?
Too's rightly utility, my dear. Are you backing anything?
Horses all looking alike to me. I can't tell a gelding from a Texas.
On no account must my horse win.
Yes, boss.
Now tie its two back legs together and fasten it to a hansom cab and give it an aspirin.
How do I give a horse an aspirin, boss?
Well, crush it up, put it in the bellows and blow it down its ear.
WFEM.
What's that, Sam?
Well, forevermore.
Rummy's caught me now. Well, send in Dino, will you? I'll get him to ride my horse, and then it's sure to lose.
You sent for me, Mr. Saddleby?
Saddleby. So, what's your weight?
8 stone when I'm stripped to the beef.
You're too heavy. We'll have to cut a slice off your sirloin. Now, I want you to ride my horse, Itmar.
Ah, you want me to nibble the favorite?
No, don't bite it too hard or it'll win. You mean nobble. Now, listen, don't forget so-so. Lose at all costs.
Si, si.
Eh? Yes, si, si, that's right. Now, put that cap on with the peak at the back, and the horse will think you're going the other way. And just to make certain, put a false tail on the horse's nose.
I go.
You come last. Well, now we must get on with the grand parade. Now, from where I'm lying, I can see that the above have arrived. Itmar by Gag out of Joe Miller. Funny Fall by Fat Man out of Bus. The Boozelier by Colonel out of Battle. And 2 horses with 3 legs. Well, they're now going up to the starting post, and sitting on the top is John Snag with Michael standing. Now, where's the other commentator?
Here I am, Mr.
Well, look lively, they're lining up at the tapes, and
they're off!
Ah, what a magnificent start. My horse slipped over and did a double somersault. Rummy's got up again, and there's a man in the cab. Who's running second, Glendinning?
Why, it's Why, it's
Never mind, it's running first now, and it's on it. Jimmy, it's Itmar. We must stop this at all costs. Dig a hole, Sam. Who's this riding side saddle with a bucket on her head?
Get a move on you, spending old rocking horse, or I'll do you!
Ah, now they're coming round Tottenham Court Road past the tube station. Good heavens, there's a man with a straw hat on. It's a magnificent race. Who's Elias coming up now? Who's riding it?
Why, it's old, what should we call with the
Too late, he's fallen off. Now they race neck to neck. It's anybody's race. Oh, what a lovely race. What a picture.
Hold it. Smile, please. There you are.
And that is why tonight we are on the Horses program.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in It's That Man Again with Jack Train. And Sidney Keith, Dino Galvani, Horace Percival, Fred Yule, Bill Stevens, Dorothy Summers, Vera Lennox, Paula Green and Peter Apister and the Jazzticulator. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Charles Shadwell. The show written by Ted Kavanagh and produced by Francis Worsley.